Hi everyone, this is Jerry, the lay ecclesial leader here at St. Kevin's, with an early update for this weekend due to the public holiday on Friday. With the update for Metropolitan Melbourne and the roadmap out of the restrictions, the first time that we'll be able to celebrate Mass together will be from the 26th of October, which is a Tuesday. So it looks like the first time we'll be able to get together as a parish will be from October the 30th and 31st of that weekend. We will be able to celebrate Mass outdoors, but there'll be more information will come through for that in the next few weeks. A happy 88th birthday to Betty Natoli, who celebrated the birthday on Tuesday, so we hope that Betty had a fantastic day. The online Masses with Father Charles, they can be viewed on Zoom or Facebook. And more than likely for Zoom, you will need a code. Please access that code from the website, which has also got the link. So just a reminder that Tuesdays at 9:15, Mass in the chapel with Father Charles, and Sundays at 10:30 a.m. And this Sunday, which will be our first Sunday online Mass, and that will be the 26th of September. At the end of Mass, we will have a small update on the Plenary Council and the Archdiocesans Take the Way of the Gospel strategy. Just a reminder that the Plenary Council starts next week in Adelaide. On Sunday, the 26th of September, which is this Sunday, we commemorate World Migrant and Refugee Sunday and celebrate the contributions of all new settlers. And of course, we won't forget our First Nations people. Next Friday, the 1st of October, we celebrate International Day for Older Persons. And the readings for this Sunday, the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the first reading is from the Book of Numbers, chapter 11, 25 to 29. And in this first reading, Moses wishes all the people would have the gift of preaching the Word of God. The second reading is from James, chapter 5, 1 to 6. And in the second reading, the things we have in this world can be used to enrich the lives of others. And the gospel reading is from Mark chapter 9, verses 38 to 43. And in the gospel, Jesus manifests great tolerance for those casting out demons in his name and severely condemns those who create scandal for the little ones. So on behalf of the parish team, Father Charles, Rebecca, Nadia and Lisa, we wish you all a great weekend and we look really forward to seeing everyone on, or most people anyway, on the October the 30th. Have a great weekend, everyone.